Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shug. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeff Stone. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shug fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kittle strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Sheets batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive towards short. Bell catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Shaw moves to third. Two outs. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulac hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Bell. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Bell steals second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Ripken. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Franco applying the tag. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Franco is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shue strikes out. One out. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Orsolak is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on yet Orsolak moves to second. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing right field. Joe Orsilak now playing center field. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castillo. Orsilak reaches second base with a double. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Doug Sisk now pitching. Dave Clark pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Mel Hall now playing left field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheets is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber pinch hits for Rene Gonzalez. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Traber strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.